Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Monday afternoon. Hello to you that are listening now and to those of you that will download it later. Today I thought I would lighten it up a bit. After coming off of completing all of the chakras, I thought maybe we could do something a little more fun. So I will be sharing some essential oil recipes with you that are easy to make, mainly with ingredients that you already have in your household. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk about homemade flea powder. Okay, now this can be used on your dogs as well as your cats. And also, if you have an infestation in your home, we'll talk about how to use it to get rid of those. But basically, this will get rid of fleas, ticks, ants, mites, flies, and mosquitoes. Now, the one thing I will say is that I will recommend an essential oil that can be used in this. However, do not include the essential oil if you are going to use this on your cat. Remember, cats, their skin and their ability to break down essential oils, it can be very toxic for them, whereas it is extremely safe for us and our dogs and other pets. Okay, so this recipe that I got is courtesy of Healthy Holistic Living. I follow them. They have a lot of wonderful articles and a lot of good tips and ideas. I never share anything with you guys that I haven't tried myself, which is why I decided not to lead off with the pumpkin bread recipe. It sounds wonderful. I haven't tried it, so I'll save that for another time. So instead, we'll talk about fleas and ticks, okay? And really, it's only four ingredients. It's composed of diatom flour, neem powder, neem, N as in knee, E-E, M as in Mary powder, yarrow powder, and eucalyptus oil. Now remember, eucalyptus oil, do not use that if you're going to use this on cats. This has also passed the recommendation of many holistic vets, and therefore I use it on my own dog. I have an elderly gentleman named Nelson, who is a chocolate lab, and he's in his 13th year, and I'm amazed that he's still with me. Every day is a gift, and needless to say, I don't want to complicate his already many health issues and aging issues with anything that's poisonous, okay? So the one thing you have to make sure of is that the diatom flour is food grade. Please, food grade only, and I'll explain why later. But basically, this type of flour, it's a soft powder. It's made up of fossilized remains of aquatic organisms, which are referred to as diatoms. And their skeletons, I found this interesting, I hope you do too. The skeletons are made of a natural substance called silica. And, you know, it's very, under a microscope, the DE is very sharp, allows it to puncture skeletons of insects, causing them death by dehydration. It kills insects by physical action, however, not chemical. That's important. These particles are so small that to the human touch, it feels like a fine baby powder, and that's how it will feel on your pet, but it's really just a mineral silica. It's food grade, fresh water. It's harmless to humans and pets. Neem powder, N is in Nancy, E-E, M is in Mary. This is an herb that's used in Ayurvedic medicine. It has been used for centuries. It's also effective as a herbal insect repellent for fleas, ticks, lice, mites, ants, and mosquitoes. has a few natural active ingredients. One of the compounds disrupts the metamorphosis of insect larvae, so it keeps the larvae from developing and they die without producing a new generation. It's, I hope I'm going to pronounce this correctly, azadiratin is so repulsive that they would rather starve to death than touch anything with traces of neem. Another compound in the neem is solanin, and it's equally as effective as a repellent. It's been shown that it's even more effective at repelling biting insects than those repellents that contain that nasty chemical concoction of DEET. So neem has many moisturizing properties and helps get rid of excess dryness and scaling. It helps soothe irritated skin. It's antibacterial properties. It prevents development of any further skin infection. Because it can be very drying, it also helps protect your pet from excess dry skin. Yarrow powder, it's most ancient use and most famous, I guess, in the herbal medicine as a natural wound healer. It is also considered a sacred herb by many cultures around the world because of its healing ability. It's a wonderful anti-inflammatory for skin conditions, and it soothes irritated skin. It's antimicrobial and has pain-relieving properties. Because pets with fleas tend to get secondary infections from flea bites, this yarrow will help protect your pet from those secondary infections also. You know how your pets can, you know, then start scratching and licking and biting at themselves, and it can end up into, you know, those little, you know, pesky sores, and you know, you just try to keep them away or to go away, and it can be a challenge. And this yarrow, it's kind of a built-in helper so that your pet skin doesn't get irritated to begin with. And, of course, eucalyptus essential oil is a natural bug and insect repellent, okay? It's as effective and sometimes even more effective than the dreaded DEET. It also has antiseptic properties for healing after bites. So a lot of times I don't necessarily care for the smell of eucalyptus oil on me. I use it for cleaning, etc. But during the summer and when I'm around areas where there are bugs, etc., I find lavender oil works well for me. But if I forget to use my lavender essential oil and I do get a bite or two or three or four, I'm one of those people that they will find me in a crowded room and just kind of go to town on me. The eucalyptus oil directly on the bite is very healing. So here again, I have used this, and I can speak for its effectiveness for myself, okay? So the ingredients, how much do you put in? You put in 1 cup of food-grade flour, 1/2 cup of the neem powder, 1/2 cup of the yarrow powder. I'm referring to my notes because I want to make sure that you guys get this right, okay? So it's 1 cup of the food-grade diatom flour, 1/2 cup of the neem powder, 1/2 cup of the yarrow powder, and 20 drops of the eucalyptus essential oil. Now remember, you're going to leave out the eucalyptus oil if you're going to be using this for your cats. You're going to mix all ingredients together and put in a shaker top container. You can use a mason jar with a shaker top lid, or you can, you know, use your, make your own, drilling holes, however you want to do it. You apply from the head to the tail along your pet's spine, making sure that your pet is dry. Okay, so you're not going to put this on your pet right after they've had a bath. You want their skin and coat to be dry. You're going to brush your pet's fur going in the opposite direction. That's important so that the powder comes in contact with their skin. Obviously, avoid the eyes and nose. Rub the powder on your hand with your hands on the belly and legs. try to get the flea powder on as much of their skin as you can. Sometimes one of the hints that they give is to use a cosmetic puff. They say that that works also very well. And pay extra attention to the area right above the tail and the belly groin area. So you're going to use this as a general repellent once a month. And definitely now where it's at the end of summer, you want to make sure that you get that in there. For me, I have deer around me. I definitely want to keep the ticks off of my dog where the vet says he's so old now and he's been vaccinated for Lyme's disease so many times, he didn't recommend another vaccination for it. So I have to be very careful that he doesn't get any ticks on him. Now, if you already have a dreaded flea infestation, you want to apply every other day until you see no more traces of fleas. So sometimes once a week, but if you need to apply it more often, it depends upon how much your dog is or cat is infested. You will also want to apply this powder to the floors, windowsills, door sills, pet bedding, or if you're one that allows your pets on furniture, any of the furniture or areas where your pet spends most of their time, because fleas and their eggs will be concentrated in those areas. Just a light dusting in those areas of your house and leave it there overnight. Vacuum in the morning or sometime the next day. Do this once a week for 4 weeks and it should work. But remember, it's not going to work overnight because you didn't get the infestation overnight. So you've got to be diligent about applying it to your pet and your home. The article further went on to say that you can put it in your yard to repel them right out there. You can leave a little bit of the powder in your door windowsills. It will also prevent spiders, ants, and other bugs from entering. So here again, this is based on an article in Healthy Holistic Living. I have used this on my own dog. He never had flea infestation, but I did not want to use the chemical that are out there, and it seems to be working well. There is one little note that was added to this article that I think is important. I have not heard this, but I take it that there was a rumor started that food-grade diatomaceous of this flour, it's harmful to your lungs if it's breathed in. And this is only true for crystallized or filter grade, where it can cause a disease called silicosis if it's breathed in for long periods of time. This is not true for food grade, which is why I keep saying food grade DE only. It's processed and shaped differently than crystallized and is not harmful to pets or people. Food grade is recognized as safe for animal and human use, safe for consumption, and even safe for those that are pregnant and nursing. So, you know, hopefully you guys found that helpful. And we're going to move on to something that I will certainly be doing a little later this evening, having had my personal training session this morning. And I don't feel it now, but I know I'll feel it by tonight, and that's having a wonderful detox bath. A great way to soak away aches, pains, and why not get rid of harmful toxins and heavy metals while you're at it? You know, everybody's so much more aware of the importance of body detoxification. You can change the essential oils that you use, will help to release that overburdening of toxins. They're not always excreted through our waste. So there's other ways, and this is a really wonderful way to eliminate that buildup, because as we all know, toxin overload will cause headaches, various chronic diseases, and fatigue. Okay, so what you'd want to do is you want to draw your hot bath. What I do is I put in a cup of Epsom salts, put in half a cup of baking soda. That's what helps pull and draw those toxins out. And I usually only need a drop or two of the essential oil of my choice. So that's really, you know, on you. But if you're suffering with a headache, rosemary is an essential oil that I would recommend you use. Obviously, lavender is great for calming and relaxing. So you know what oils that you really prefer. And sometimes even one drop of lavender and, say, one drop of sweet orange or spearmint or peppermint if you're looking to kind of get energized. So also you can use eucalyptus every morning in my shower. I put a couple of drops of eucalyptus essential oil and peppermint essential oil in the far corner of my shower, and the hot water and the heat just causes that to naturally vaporize around me. Not only does it clear my sinuses and everything, the peppermint just kind of wakes me up and gets me going and ready to start the day. So that would be a suggestion if you're taking a shower, but truly taking the time out to take a nice long bath, soak at least 15 to 20 minutes so that all of the toxins can be, you know, pulled out. Do you soak for at least 15 to 20 minutes? I recommend a cool shower or a cool rinse off to close those pores back up, and of course drink as much water as you can to continue the flushing process. Okay. Just to change it up a little bit, I wanted to talk about an herb that I sell it on my website, soulfulfor.com. It's called He Shu Wu. It's a Chinese herb that was used to turn gray hair to its earlier color. It was also used to prevent hair and tooth loss. It corrects yin and blood deficiency. It's also used for abscesses, anti-aging, angina, boils, bunions, cataracts, cholesterol, dizziness, erectile dysfunction, swollen lymph glands, gray and thinning hair, Hashimoto's disease, hypoglycemia, hypothyroid, infertility, numbness, tuberculosis, wounds, and sores. Do not use this if there is mucus congestion. This is, like I said, it's sold on my website, soulfulforyou.com. It's a part of Nature's Sunshine Herbs. And that little paragraph that I read, it was from Stephen Horn, who was a master herbalist. And these caps really, really are a little bit of a miracle there. And just so similar to the essential oils, where it can heal and attack so many different things. Now, while I love the fall, I cannot help but remember that winter is right behind it. Not too happy about that. So I thought, too soon we're going to have colds, dry cough, etc. So this is some of the recommendations from my herbal school, Heart of Herbs. To make a massage oil for common colds, it's 2 drops of lemon essential oil, 2 drops of eucalyptus, 2 drops of rosemary, with 1 teaspoon of carrier oil of your choice. You know, I like the fractionated, you know, coconut oil, but you might like jojoba, whatever your choice is. You want to combine these oils and store them in a tightly covered glass jar. I always recommend glass. I don't care how good the plastic is. I just, like, let's keep it as toxic free as possible. You would then massage this around the chest, neck, and the sinus area. Okay, so once again, that's a wonderful massage oil for common colds. It smells heavenly, and it will really help with those cold symptoms. If you have a dry cough, you're going to want to do 3 drops of eucalyptus essential oil, 2 drops of thyme, 1 teaspoon of carrier oil. This mixture you would also put in an airtight glass container, and you want to massage it over the back and chest. For those of us, like myself, who refuse to get the flu shot, if we should by chance get symptoms of the flu at the first sign, you want to take 2 drops of tea tree essential oil, 3 drops of eucalyptus, and 1 teaspoon of carrier oil. What you would do is you combine all of this and you use for a full body massage. Then you cover up and you go to bed. And if you would like a tea that you could use in conjunction with any of this, it's also an immunity boost. You would have 1 ounce each of alfalfa, astragalus, dandelion leaf, milk thistle, peppermint, red clover, pardaco, yarrow flower. It's a bulk blend, so make sure you mix well and store in a clean, dry container. You want to use 2 teaspoons of the blend for each cup of water, and you want to let it steep for at least 15 minutes. I promise I will update my Facebook page with some of these easy and quick recipes that, you know, you can go to and just re-listen to this and be ready with your paper and pen or your computer. Laundry soap powder. You know, there's so many dyes and additives that are being added that it hasn't been proven that it substantially improves the basic natural chemistry. And it's really easy to make your own laundry soap. Now, this I got from my teacher, Lisa Ruff. And I have tried this and what she recommends, and it is very disinfecting, so you don't need that laundry booster. And it really comes out to be more cost effective. And you want to use 2 cups of washing soda, 2 cups of borax. Both of the washing soda and borax you can get in the laundry aisle. You want 1 bar of unscented castile soap, and you want to use 3 teaspoons of lavender and tea tree essential oil and 1 teaspoon of lemon essential oil. Using a grater, you're going to grate the castile soap. In a bowl, thoroughly mix all ingredients until a damp powder forms. Use up to 1/4 cup per normal size load of laundry. Store in an airtight glass or plastic container. Okay, it does. It makes your clothes smell wonderful. Now, along with that theme, we all know how toxic the dryer fabric softener sheets are. So there's a way that we can safely soften our laundry with natural vinegar and baking soda. I like lavender essential oil, bergamot. You can, you know, pick and choose. But we all know that the toxins in the fabric softener have been shown to be linked to pancreatic cancer, upper respiratory tract irritants, can cause central nervous system disorders, respiratory problems, fatal edema, central nervous system damage. The list goes on and on and on. You want to take 1/2 cup of white vinegar, 2 tablespoons of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon plus 12 drops of lavender essential oil. In a measuring cup, you want to dissolve the baking soda in the vinegar. So you're going to pour the vinegar first. Stir in the lavender essential oil Then you're going to add this mixture to the rinse cycle. You want to use 2 tablespoons for a small load, 4 for medium, and 8 tablespoons, or half a cup, for a large load. Okay? It smells wonderful. Now, this next one, I think I have time. Yep, I have time for one more. This, and I have many, many more to share with you, but this is all I can get in for today. And this is one I keep upstairs and downstairs. It's a multi-purpose spray cleaner, and it's just 4 simple ingredients. And you can change up the essential oils that you want to use with it. I'll share with you my favorite combos. But basically, it's just water, borax, liquid soap, and your essential oil, okay? But it has to be measured out 2 cups of water, 1/2 teaspoon of borax, 1/4 teaspoon of unscented liquid soap, like, you know, Castile style, 2 teaspoons of lavender essential oil or tea tree oil. In a spray bottle, you want to dissolve the borax into the water, and then you want to stir in the lavender essential oil, shake and spray directly onto the surface or into a cleaning cloth, and then you wipe clean. Now, what I do, because I have, like with the long countertops and the bathrooms and the kitchen and whatnot, I like to spray it directly onto those top countertops or directly onto my toilet and sinks, and I let it sit. And then I go back and I wipe it down. But I like it to be very antibacterial and antiviral. So if you want to do that, you can add clove, lemon, eucalyptus, ravensara, oregano, frankincense, and cinnamon. My favorite combos are clove, lemon, and lavender. I just love the scent of that. So you guys should try it. And remember, it is as effective, if not more so, than what you can commercially buy. It's antibacterial and antiviral. I mean, there's no need to be putting those heavy toxic chemicals in your home. Not to mention, now your home will be vibrating at a great frequency depending upon the oils that you choose. So I think that will be all for today. I have more, but I know that I will be cut off. I will update some of these recipes on my Facebook page. Please go there and like it. It's probably easiest to go right to my store, Soulful For You, SEOULFULL, the number 4, the letter U.com, like my Facebook page. You can also send me an email at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. And just before I get cut off, you can also check me out and the rest of my angel crew at angelcoaches.org, like our Facebook page, sign up for our newsletter, and, I hope that you guys enjoyed the show, and I can't wait to talk to you all again next week. Thank you so, so very much. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week.